Thank you and good evening on this Christmas Eve. Sheriff's deputies are searching for 37-year-old Delina Sovereign, who was wanted in connection with a roadside robbery that saw a second suspect, 38-year-old Shane Sovereign, arrested and booked into county jail. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call from the victim, who reported that she had responded to a call from the Sovereigns and then met them at a location near Herrick Avenue and Elk River Road in Eureka. The victim said that they had asked for gas money, but that when she arrived, Delina Sovereign got into her car, stole her cell phone and wallet, and then quickly got out. The victim reports that Shane Sovereign then stuck a can of bear spray into the victim's face and maced her. In her actions to flee the scene, the victim ran off the road and into an embankment and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The search is on for Delina Sovereign, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Monday, a sheriff's deputy contacted and arrested Dahlia Colgrove after contacting her and a second person inside a car parked at the Hoopa post office. Colgrove was found in possession of drug paraphernalia, and a loaded firearm was recovered from the vehicle as well. Colgrove was taken into custody, and the other person was released at the scene. As Colgrove was being booked into county jail, she was found to be hiding methamphetamine on her person, and that charge was added to her booking sheet. Colgrove was also found to be in possession of a car key. It turns out that the car Colgrove was found in on Monday was an unreported stolen vehicle out of Willow Creek. The car was then reported stolen on Tuesday after the victims reported a burglary. And in addition to the drug possession and drug paraphernalia possession charges, Colgrove now faces possession of stolen property charges as well. A fire caused an estimated $45,000 of damage at the Arcata Veterans Hall on Wednesday night, but a quick response by Arcata firefighters kept that blaze from spreading and causing damage to the rest of the building. It was just after 7:30 when a neighbor called and reported seeing fire through an office window. The original call came in that the building was fully involved, but the first arriving engine company located the fire in an office. The blaze appears to have been caused by a faulty extension cord, and the fire burned carpet, furniture, and spread up the walls before firefighters made entry and knocked the fire down. Heat and smoke damage was limited to the office area, and there were no injuries reported. The County DUI Task Force is back on the roads for a second consecutive weekend, focused on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways. The Fortuna Police Department, which coordinates the Avoid the 10 Task Force, reports that 10 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI. The enforcement period will continue through the weekend and will be back in force over the New Year's weekend as well. The Sheriff's Office in Garberville has released its latest Most Wanted poster. It's a list of names along with pictures of the people the Sheriff's Office considers very naughty and who make up Southern Humboldt's Most Wanted list. There are 6 people on the poster, 4 men and 2 women, who are wanted for outstanding warrants, weapons violations, and drug charges. Anyone with information about the suspects is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The almost nonstop winter weather that has made December wet and windy has also affected travel, as roads become slick with rain or, more recently, covered in snow. The winter weather has also affected air travel into and out of Humboldt County, and that weather need not occur locally, as Greg Foster of REDEC explains.
I think folks here have a pretty good understanding that our big issue around service right now is that we have everything routed through San Francisco. And so they have 2 runways there, but that they're close enough together. When the weather gets bad, they have to close one of the runways. And that screws not just us, but everybody up. That ripples throughout the entire national network.
In addition to delays caused at San Francisco, local flights can be canceled or delayed due to fog and rain. And Foster said that he remains optimistic the county can attract expanded air service. Foster said the county can now provide the needed evidence and support when negotiating.
We can go to them and say, listen, we are a high-yield market. We have a really good usage of the existing service. And, you know, historically, we've handled as much as twice as much, if not more, traffic here. Still good yields, good pricing, and good usage. And so, you know, what we used to spend a lot of money on consultants to go to, we do ourselves.
REDEC, local businesses, and the county government continue efforts to attract an airline that will provide expanded air service into and out of the Humboldt County Airport. And that's the news on this Christmas Eve. A Merry Christmas to you all. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.